Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. I'm Lester Graham, and we're here with another episode of Cheers to Michigan. Fall-like outside, and that looks like what you had in mind.
Definitely getting into the season where I like to think about fall flavors in my cocktails.
Well, what kind of flavors are we talking about in this particular cocktail? It looks like we've got Moonshine.
So this is from Wiseman Distillery. They're just outside Grand Rapids, and they make a variety of different products. And what I'm using today is their apple pie moonshine. So it starts off with a base of their corn with a little bit of barley moonshine. That basically means an unaged whiskey. And then they steep it with a whole bunch of spices and then some Michigan apple juice concentrate. And to me, it tastes like drinking an apple pie.
There are, on the shelves of the liquor stores these days, a lot of things calling themselves apple pie, which I don't know whether they're going to the same kind of work you're talking about.
I think there's a lot of variability, right? Some things, especially the apple whiskeys, are really just using flavoring and can, to me, have kind of an artificial taste and aren't really something I want in my glass. And then other people are taking more of an artisan approach. So it's really kind of a buyer beware issue.
Okay. Well, what's this drink called and how do you make it?
I'm calling it the apple pie of my eye, and it's a very simple example of the sour template. So our base spirit here is 1.5 ounces of vodka, which I also use the Wiseman Distillery vodka. And then it's got 3/4 ounce of their apple pie moonshine and just 1/2 ounce of lemon juice. Shake it up with ice, strain it off into a glass, and we'll see what you think.
There's a guy I know who has a Halloween party. He always has a version of apple pie that he makes, so I'm not sure how he makes it. I do know it's potent, but let's see what this is like. It's got more citrus note than his does. It's not as cloyingly sweet as his is. This is more, to my mind, more drinkable.
I will say that the moonshine on its own is quite cloyingly sweet. Great for drizzling over ice cream, or if you're a person who likes sweet drinks, you know, sipping on it on its own over some ice would be great. To me, on its own, it's a little too sweet, but that's why I really like it in this sour application, because all the flavor comes out without so much of the sweetness.
And that lemon adds a lot to it. Well, that is the apple pie of my eye. Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Cheers.